You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. This is Tuesday at the PGA Show in Orlando, Florida. We are here once again in the Media Center of the Orlando Convention Center, the Orange County Convention Center, I think is the actual name. Adam here, Golf Unfiltered. You can follow us all over social at Golf Unfiltered. Send us an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Once again, joined by Mr. Dan Edwards. Canada Dan, THB. Dan, how are you?
A little confused now with that intro, but also with the weather here. I think it's 44 degrees outside. I'm pretty sure they moved the PGA show this year somewhere well north of the Florida typical weather.
It's making us feel right at home, and it is a little bit chilly, but we are looking good in our quarter zips supplied by Perry Ellis. We have a lot to talk about today, and you actually went along with Jeremy to the Bridgestone ball launch over at the Drive Shack. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and we actually speculated a lot on what that would look like, but you were there firsthand, got to get an experience with the golf balls, at least to a limited degree. Going into the Drive Shack, though, what expectations did you have for Bridgestone?
Well, we've been talking about the new Tour B for some time now. It's no secret they had a new ball coming. We've seen people using it on social media. They obviously have their kits that represent something new coming. Mm-hmm. And they've been talking like there's a significant improvement to that lineup. Now, as someone who's played Tour B for quite a while now and even B330 beforehand, I already had high expectations of a ball I quite appreciated. It was hard for me to really go in there expecting something significant because I already believe they make an excellent golf ball.
Yeah.
But from the get-go, the energy they showed, the information they provided, and the feedback from their tour players who specifically one fella we might know a little bit.
Yeah.
He's won a few times on tour, Tiger Woods.
Right.
Openly stating that he's been working with Bridgestone R&D for nearly 20 years now. But the quote I liked the most was him saying that this might be the most invested he's been in the R&D process with a golf ball in his career.
Really?
The one thing about Tiger is his finite ability to understand differences in his experiences is really not with comparison to anyone else out there. This micrometer level comprehension of what he's seeing, clubs, golf balls, whatever it may be. I can't think of a better player for Bridgestone to engage with than someone like Tiger Woods.
So he had a lot of involvement in this design, and I was wondering to what degree they went into that at the launch. I mean, did they explain exactly what input he had into the design?
I wouldn't say they went in depth with it,
okay,
but they did showcase some of the variances that he saw in balls he's played previously. I believe he's continuing with the XS this year, but it's a new look for him. They showed numbers that represented positive change.
Okay.
His comment was that he plays fast and hard from tee to green, and that includes the way he has an aggressive wedge game that requires a lot of action off the golf ball. But in my personal experience, that oftentimes will concede certain other elements that you don't want to give up
right.
in a golf game, and that specifically tee game.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
not to disparage his tee game, but it's never been his primary success meter.
Right.
It's always his recovery off the tee game. So getting an opportunity to have a ball that reacts differently off the tee than it might be around the green is a big deal, especially for someone like Tiger.
Yeah, well, that was something we were talking about last night during our roundtable about what do we want to see in a golf ball that it would help each of us. And one of the things that I was looking forward to was exactly that, more help off the tee. And it sounds like Bridgestone delivered, at least in the Tour B.
Yeah, so one of the big features they've talked about this year is the reactive cover technology.
Yeah.
They're using a urethane, they're calling it a smart urethane now.
Oh.
That has an impact modifier based on the way that you strike the golf ball. And this means when you're swinging more aggressively, it's got a higher resilience in that core or in that cover. And then when you're taking a slower swing, it's got a shock absorbing feature that really lets the ball hang on the face a bit more, which is going to help to promote that spin, which is a big deal.
So that, now we've got smart technology in golf balls. I mean, it never ends now these days. So aside from the outer cover, what other features did they actually focus in on for you guys at the launch?
Yeah, the big part was the cover. I think it is going to be their big story. Now, they do have the gradational compression core, and which includes an active acceleration mantle layer, not to get too technical there. But they obviously have a lot going on inside the ball as well. But yeah. I think 2020, the story for them is this smart urethane.
Okay.
You'll see it everywhere. Folks listening in will see it everywhere. This reactive cover tech, I think, is their biggest selling feature. But it's not just Tiger who's talking about it. You have guys like Fred Couples who, for the first time, I believe they said, they have multiple players on the Champions Tour utilizing this RX technology, or the RX lineup in Tour B. So we got Rocco and Fred now in RXS, and Fred was very excited about it.
First name basis, I like that, by the way.
Right, I mean, he's been a household name for a long time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I remember TPC Sawgrass back in the day, the hole in three.
Yeah.
The most emotional afternoon of my young life, I'm sure.
Yeah. So. That's not bad if that's the most emotional. That's good.
It was interesting listening to them talk about it. Mm. But the way Couples was mentioning the ball, he was looking more towards the amateur side. Mm-hmm. He said he doesn't generate the speed he used to. And how many golfers can relate to that? You know, we watch golfers on TV and we say, love to do that, love to play that kind of game. Mm-hmm. But eventually, especially for aging golfers, it's not going to stay around for that long. And for many amateurs, they don't feature the speed that guys like Bryson and Tiger can put on the Tour B lineup.
Right.
Again, for the same basis, what can I do?
Yeah.
But in this case, what better way to showcase what amateurs can experience than having a guy like Fred Couples talk about his experiences as that distance and as that speed reduces throughout his career?
So that you're mentioning kind of different demographics or player profiles for each of the golf balls. Did they go into more detail on that?
Yeah, I think Tour B is pretty well known that they have the X and XS line, which I believe on their marketing, they suggest for the 105 mile an hour plus driver swing.
Yeah.
It's a much smaller window of players, but you also have different experiences. At THP TV covered Bridgestone balls last year. I went down to their performance center in Atlanta, had a great experience with them, and I am in that 105 plus, and I found great success with their RX line.
Okay.
Specifically the spin reduction, which kept the ball in the face a little bit more, and that's where it's exciting for me. As a guy who's a bit of an anomaly, going in and saying, we have these new technologies now, suddenly can this Bridgestone Tour B X support my game now that I'm experiencing different things at different swing speeds? So I'll be excited personally to get into that. So diving back into your question, the Tour B X is obviously represented for those faster swing speeds, got a firmer ball. And then you have RX and RXS, which represents that opportunity for people who might swing a little bit slower to still get that big action off the tee while still maintaining that greenside control. And it's fun, again, you got Freddie Couples in that, you got Rocco Mediate in that RXS. But we also have people like Lexi Thompson, who is in Tour B X this year, which is pretty exciting for them too.
Interesting, interesting. And so how did the experience actually work when you arrived? I mean, was it a matter of a presentation? And maybe just kind of walk us through a little bit about what you actually saw when you arrived.
Yeah, so there was quite a few people there and lots of members of Bridgestone staff, friends Elliot and Adam from the marketing team. We had Dan Murphy telling us the story of how things are going for his transition. We also had, and maybe I'll let Jeremy talk a little bit about the famous guests that arrived. Had some stories for us as well. But we also had an opportunity to go outside after that, after the presentation, experience the balls firsthand. not the easiest thing to say my thoughts right now because,
of course,
you know, we hit five or 10 balls or whatever it may be.
Right.
It's hard to really nail it down, but yeah. You know, we had a nice chance to take a look at them and experience them firsthand as well.
Nice, nice. So there's going to be a lot of players that you just mentioned. They're going to be using these golf balls, and obviously there's going to be different demographics that listeners to this will be able to pick up on. Or at least fall within so that they can use these golf balls as well. Was there any distinguishing feature or anything that they that was mentioned last night that really sticks out that you think listeners should know?
It's tough. I think we go back to reactive. I think that's our story this year. I think the most important thing is we need golfers to go out there and hit the balls and experience it for themselves and definitely put it up against both previous models that they might be familiar with, mm-hmm. but also other companies out there, because we talked yesterday, this could very well be the year of the golf ball.
Yeah.
With other companies coming out with big releases themselves. So in my case, I'm most curious, is this the ball that really steps above and beyond what we've experienced in the past, this mm-hmm. new smart urethane,
yeah.
as it were. So.
Okay, nice, nice. So listeners, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with another individual, Jeremy, who was actually with Dan at the launch. So Dan, thanks for sharing your thoughts on the new Tour B series.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
All right, listeners, we are back, and now I am joined by Jeremy, who Hello. Also was at the Drive Shack last night at the Bridgestone launch with Dan. And so leading into it, Jeremy, I mean, first and foremost, I know the trip was a little bit longer than you expected to get to the Drive Shack, but what was the anticipation like? What were you feeling driving up to the event?
I was definitely excited about learning what was new. Mm-hmm. You know, a golf ball is a golf ball. They all look the same.
Right.
The only thing that's going to differentiate them is the new technology. So kind of excited to see what they were going to tell us.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, too, where, you know, a lot of these products do look alike. Obviously, you know, it's one of the products or it's the only product that you use on every single shot in the game. And so I always wonder when these new golf ball launches come out, like what can we actually expect? It's a golf ball, right? But there's been a lot of buzz that's been going on regarding this specific series. And so going into it as a guy, do you normally play Bridgestone or do you play a competing brand?
I play a competing brand. I have played Bridgestone in the past, but they are not my only ball I ever play.
Sure.
And as we talked about yesterday, I bounce around.
Right, right. And so as someone who is not afraid to go and try different brands and actually looks forward to seeing the different tech from other brands, I'm sure that this was a opportunity for you to really see what all that buzz was about.
Absolutely, yep.
And so getting into the event itself, Dan told us a little bit about what it looked like. From your viewpoint, what was that atmosphere like?
There was, like he said, there's quite a few people in there. Mm-hmm. They had the presentation mm-hmm. going. Everyone was excited,
yeah.
you know? Like, what are they going to tell us that we don't already know?
Right.
You know, what's going to be new? And as Dan mentioned, the cover, the reactive cover with the impact modifiers mm-hmm. was something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually put on a little demonstration
okay.
that was quite funny.
Yeah.
They had taken a cell phone and a piece of the material that the cover's made with.
Okay.
And they gave a gentleman from the crowd a hammer.
Oh.
And said, hit it as hard as you want.
Really?
The guy wasn't shy about hitting the phone, let me just tell you. And the cell phone was fine, completely fine underneath. So it was interesting.
Wow, so they actually put the material on top of the cell phone and he hit it with a hammer.
Yes.
Wow. Durability is something that we talked about last night, or yesterday as well. And clearly that is a demonstration that's going to tell at least you all who are in attendance and that listeners will now know this is a durable golf ball. I mean, let's be honest, we don't all keep it on the fairway.
Yes, I think that is a main point of that, but mm-hmm. it was also part of the cover
mm-hmm.
that says, you know, it's not going to stay on the face as
yeah.
long either. It's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, that hammer just bounced right off. So
we talked a little bit about the technology in the ball with Dan. And so a lot of it was, and he's of a certain player profile. You are as well. Do you spin the ball a lot when you play? Is that something that you want to control a little bit more from the short irons, for example?
I think everybody does. I don't think we all know how to.
Yeah.
So it's not something huge for me, but I'm more of a feel guy. I don't want to feel like I'm hitting a rock when I hit a ball. So the fact that cover says it's going to stay on the face longer to
mm-hmm.
me,
mm-hmm.
in my head at least, translates as it's going to feel better.
Did they go into more detail about feel specifically?
Not really, no. There was a few graphics, you know, showing things, but no, they did not talk about feel very much.
One of the things that they did talk a lot about was according to Dan at least, and let's see if you agree, was Tiger Woods' involvement in the design of this. And so one of the quotes that Dan just mentioned was that he had been working with Bridgestone to a degree for 2 decades.
Yes.
But he hasn't been playing a Bridgestone ball specifically for 2 decades. So that was an interesting comment.
It was interesting, and there may have been a graphic that was shown that kind of said that. So, yeah.
What was what was the context of showing that? What was the whole point?
That he's been into the golf balls his entire career, mm-hmm. and he had a big part in this. He was telling them, they actually said this is his golf ball. He had a big hand in designing this ball. So
as a consumer then, again, someone who isn't afraid to try different brands as well, what does that do for you? Obviously, arguably the greatest of all time has input at a very personal level with the design of this product. Does that make you want to try it even more?
I think anything with Tiger's name on it, people are going to buy.
Okay.
I mean, they're at least going to go look at it, go try it. I mean, they actually did a ball last year or two that had Tiger's face all over the package. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it was the best thing looks-wise.
Yeah, right.
But I'm sure people bought it, mm-hmm. you know, because his name's on it.
So. Yeah. And there are a lot of players, obviously, as we talked to Dan about, who are going to put the new Tour B into their bags. And, you know, as someone who is obviously going to try the ball, you know, what are some of the characteristics that you take away, or some of the messages about the characteristics that you took away from the launch yesterday? What are you looking forward to when you actually put this on a golf course?
Longer off the tee and more spin on the greens. I mean, that's the message, mm-hmm. you know.
So as we go deeper into, or as we prepare for these golf balls to be everywhere, you know, this is the big launch. We're you know, looking forward to it. What are some of the biggest things, aside from distance off the tee, spin around the greens, maybe some of the intangible things that were discussed last night that golfers can expect when they play it?
The feel.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that. Bridgestones, I think, have always felt like a great ball. Mm-hmm. You know, they were a little bit softer feeling than some of the other balls. At least to me, they always have been.
Yeah.
I fall in that range where they claim 105 is the speed. I'm right about there. I could go either way.
Okay.
I did their V-fit mm-hmm. That they're pretty excited about. They actually claimed yesterday that 24-hour turnaround.
Really? 24-hour turnaround?
You send them a video, in 24 hours, they're going to send you an email back with all your information.
Interesting.
Yes.
So I didn't actually know that. So that's a direct line to the company, and they're going to come back to you within 24 hours.
That's what they said.
Wow.
Will it happen? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, when I did it, it did not come back in 24 hours. But they said that will be the case.
Very, very interesting. And so when you went through that experience, the V-Fit, for those who aren't aware of what that is, what did that look like? How did that work? Because when we hear you're going to do a golf ball fitting just through, I imagine, your smartphone camera is how it works.
Yep.
That's a little... That's out there.
It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around, mm-hmm. But it does work. You take a box, set it down on the ground next to the ball, mm-hmm. and someone films you in slow motion.
A golf ball box,
mm-hmm. a full-size box.
Yes. Okay.
So the experience, I did it on a course, so it was a little awkward carrying an empty box in my bag. I don't typically carry around that many golf balls.
Sure.
So I threw an empty box in there, and then asking my playing partner to take a video, and he's like, what are you talking about? You know, but... It was cool. It worked. Like we said, it comes back with numbers that were very similar to fittings that I've done. So for them to extrapolate that from a video that mm-hmm. you took with your cell phone is pretty mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's incredible what is going on these days. I mean, and so it's funny you mentioned, you know, that awkward feeling of shooting a video of yourself with an empty box on the golf course. I mean, that's
no. You actually have to have a friend do it. Like,
right.
You can't do it yourself. So I'm like, hey, buddy, can you take a video of me on the course? He's like, what are you doing? Filming a commercial?
So that's something that golfers are going to have to kind of get over. And really, I mean, it's not that intrusive. I mean, it's just something different that you have to work in. But the benefit of that, though, what have you seen going through that? I mean, clearly, there's got to be some level of ROI for a golfer. It's like, all right, I'm going to go through this. I'm going to send it out, and I'm going to expect something to come back to actually help me. And you had just mentioned that it's what you received is in line with what you've seen in the past from other fittings. But I would imagine, I mean, you just did it in your own time. I mean, that's got to be a huge ROI in itself.
It is. Yeah, you're not paying for it. It's all free. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're not even downloading an app on your phone. You're just using your phone camera. Everyone's got a cell phone now.
Yeah.
You know, so they're saving money. They're getting information that you're going to get from a fitting.
That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. Do you see that as being something that other companies are going to try, or at least try to to bring into the whole equation? I mean, golf ball fitting is something that is very overlooked.
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of Bridgestone's thing. I don't see too many other companies talking about ball fitting. Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking about club fitting, but ball fitting seems to be Bridgestone's thing.
Yeah. And
whether someone else can come up with something that will work the same way, we'll see.
So did you actually have an opportunity to hit the golf ball last night?
I did not, no.
You did not?
There
okay.
was a shortage of golf balls at the range.
Got so. It. Well, and that's just because of all the excitement, and I'm sure that there were a lot of people that wanted to get their hands on it. So rumor has it that there was actually a special guest that arrived.
Yes, there was.
Who was that?
It was Mr. John Smoltz.
Oh, the baseball player.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's a golfer now.
Okay. That's what they, yeah, right. And so what was that all like? Did anyone know he was going to be there?
I don't know if anyone knew that he was. I certainly didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, and I turned over, and I'm like, oh, hey, look, there's John Smoltz.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah.
Yep. And so what was his role in the evening?
He had a few minutes to tell us a speech. He actually just won a golf tournament.
Right.
And he was telling us about the ball and a few little stories that he had about trying out for the U.S. Open and stuff like that. So
okay.
it was interesting.
What were some of the qualities that he, if at all, that he focused in on the Tour B?
He didn't talk a whole lot about the ball itself.
Mm-hmm.
It was more just stories about the golf.
Got it.
And
got
his
it.
Recent win.
Okay. So as you were listening to others try the ball, because I know that they clearly had a lot of people there who were trying the product.
Yeah, once they were trying the ball, it was kind of, everyone was all over the place.
Okay.
There wasn't a whole lot of conversation about that at that point.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Would you say that an event like that was a positive for the launch?
I do. I think it was very good.
Okay.
To get everyone there and a lot of media people,
yeah.
you know, and talking about, they'll get to talk about it. Because I think also the timing of it was very good with the ball coming out today.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to wait long to talk about it.
Okay. You know,
I wouldn't want to do this like a week ago and then be like, I can't talk about it.
Right, you know? Right.
So I think it was good.
Eyeballs on it, people talking about it. I mean, that's obviously a very good thing for Bridgestone. And so we're going to see a lot more about the Tour B moving forward. Any last impressions that you received after seeing it, after hearing all the information from it, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to trying the ball, for sure. Yeah, I'm someone who, as we talked about, will be looking at trying to pick a ball to play for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be... It may not have been at the top of the conversation, but it's up there now after learning about their tech. And I want to try it. I want to see if it works for me.
Awesome. Awesome. So last thing for you, Jeremy. Again, this being your first PGA show. Some of the booths, well, today's setup day. We're going to go back down to the floor. We're going to see a little bit more today than we did yesterday. And we saw a lot yesterday. What are you feeling right now? What are you anticipating going onto the floor, seeing the booths up? What's going through your head?
I'm excited to see how much progress they've made since yesterday. There was, you know, a lot of boxes. A lot of things were up, but they weren't anywhere near completion. So with the show starting tomorrow, I'm interested to see how much more we're going to be able to see that is completed today.
So. We all are. And so thanks again for coming down.
Thank
and
you.
we're gonna talk more, folks. We'll have more podcasts throughout the week. Be sure to follow Golf Unfiltered all over social at Golf Unfiltered. Follow THP Golf at THP Golf as well. We'll do this again, sir.
Thank you.